There comes a time when it's more than just fantasy, when it's more than just a dream. There comes a time when you are the coach. Those players out there taking huge hits, smashing sixes and kicking goals, they're your players. It's your pride on the line, all in the name of bragging rights. When the time comes, there is only one place to turn. There is only OTLS Fantasy Sports Radio.
We're recording just fine.
All right, cool. We'll jump in and go now. Hello and welcome to the first week of OTLS Pick'em. We've actually got some teams. We know who's playing. We've even got some. We've got plenty of registrations coming, which is awesome. We've got world record registrations for the game, which has created its own headaches, I must admit. A few little stress headaches through the week, but that's all right. We've sorted through them. And to help us sort through that and all the other pick'em problems, we've got my good friend and yours, Zaino, on the line. How are you, bud?
Hello, everybody. I am doing very well. Hope you can still hear me. We've had a few technical issues already this Arvo Arch.
Yeah, it's been fun, isn't it? Us and technology never really goes well. No, let's admit that.
It's been a little bit on and off, and I had to connect three times, and then finally it just started working, you know.
Yep.
The way of the world. But no, good to be here on a what's going to be a fairly miserable wet couple of days in WA. But hey, we're getting the grand finals, so
we
bad
are,
luck, Victoria.
Zaino.
And I know we've got a few listeners on here, and I also know that I'm going to make sure that, you know, Melbourne's riddled by the time we get to the end of next week. So that's absolutely guaranteed, Arch. We've got to find a way. That's all we can
does
do.
The, as Chief Executive Officer, Zaino, does the OTLS budget stretch to grand final suites?
Well, yes, but you don't announce that, Arch, because then we suddenly get a hell of a lot more followers, and you know, we can't cope with Pick'em as it is. So
yeah, well, that's, you know, true, mate.
Makes
that's
it hard.
True.
Makes it hard. But, you know, I was just on that quickly. How was good old Gil's presser today? I sat around in the car for 30 minutes waiting for him to tell us that they still hope to have the grand final in Melbourne. So
yeah, good luck with that.
Thanks for that, Gil. That's, you know, half an hour of sitting around to hear you tell us what we already knew. But anyway.
Cool. All right, Zaino. So we'll jump into Pick'em. So again, for first-time players, one of the things I have noticed with all the registrations, Zaino, is we've got a bunch of first-time players, which is fantastic. So we're hoping that they have a great time and enjoy it as much as we do. So we'll quickly run over the rules again. All the rules, if you follow the OTLS Pick'em Twitter handle, there's a link in there to the rules at the Over the Line Sports website. So that's the best way. Or obviously hit myself or Zaino up if you've got any questions. Or even at the end of the podcast here that we're doing, we'll open it up and feel free to ask away as well. But the basic rules, Zaino, it is the same as it's been from day one. You can pick any player you want in their positions, but you can only pick them once.
That's right.
So once that player has registered a score for your team, you can't use them again for the whole final series. And also, we did go into more detail last week. So go back, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Listen to last week's podcast where we go through it in more detail.
But please, when we start talking in the questions, I forgot to cut the last 15 minutes of the chat there, Arch. So don't sit on there for the last 15 minutes because all you hear is me and Arch talking and none of the questions will come through. So apologies for that. I did forget to cut the end of it out. So that's my bad.
No worries. One thing that I do want to mention, Zaino, now that everyone that has registered has got an email basically saying how to submit their round one team, just remember that you can submit the team as many times as you want. So if you want to make updates or changes, that's fine. If you can't remember who you actually put in your team, just hit us up on Twitter. I'll let you know who you've got in there. But it can be right up until lockout of that first Friday night game. Which brings us, so we'll discuss that now as well. So with the Thursday night teams now and no Thursday night game, we are just going to go full lockout at the commencement of that Friday night game. Zaino, just makes it a hell of a lot easier for us over the weekend, not having to worry about loopholes and all that sort of thing. So back to what it was pre-COVID there with that one.
Absolutely. It was... so you sort of said it's the same as it has been the entire time. That is the only thing that we changed last year was that we ran a rolling lockout because of COVID ball. And let's be honest, Arch, that was just as painful as getting my Pfizer jab today. So
absolutely.
You know, it was Yeah, definitely something that I do like is just running your full lockout. It makes life so much easier. And the thing is, in this, and one day, we keep saying this, hopefully somebody will step forward who's got some great programming skills and be able to program a website for us. But because we do everything manually on spreadsheets, it's a very slow process.
Yeah, we can't even get a bloody Twitter Spaces thing to work properly, Zano, so let alone a whole bloody website. Take us through the round one fixtures. Zano, what have you got?
So, pretty simple. On the Friday night, we've got the, I think it's the first qualifying final. No, it won't be the second qualifying final.
They normally do it backwards, so it's normally the second.
They do. Yeah. So, Port Adelaide versus Geelong at Adelaide Oval, 7:50 Eastern Standard Time. Then you've got that'll be the first elimination final. It won't be, it'll be the second elimination final on Saturday at UTAS in Tassie, which will be Sydney versus the Giants. Then you've got the first qualifying final between Melbourne and Brisbane at Adelaide Oval at 7:30 Saturday night. And Sunday, you've got the Dogs Essendon at UTAS. So that'll be at 3:20 in the afternoon. As you said, Arch, we will commence a full lockout, as of the bounce down on the Friday night. So just make sure that everyone's aware of that.
Cool. All right. And so a bit of week one strategy, Zano. So pretty much what we're looking at, really, based on the last few years, is you're only really selecting teams from the elimination finals because you know you're not going to get a chance. At least two of them are going to go this week.
Yep.
So you're trying to pick players from the teams that you think will get eliminated. So those are obviously Sydney, GWS, Bulldogs, and Essendon. Yeah, so basically you're selecting premiums from the teams that you think will lose and hoping that you get your tips right, pretty much.
That's right. And we've spoken a bit about the strategy. We're, what, about four or five seasons into this now, I guess, Arch?
Yep.
And you find that if you try and play it safe because you want to pick guys from both sides, or both teams are going to be eliminated, so you've always got something for the following week, and you play it safe the whole way through the 4 weeks, or the four rounds, you're going to find that you'll finish, you know, between the sort of 25% to 75% of the pack, you know? You're finishing that bulk part of the pack, but you're not going to win it, you're not going to come dead last. If you're more of a betting person and willing to take the stakes and go hard and try and get all the right tips and go hard on the teams you think will be eliminated, you've got a chance of finishing first or last. So the strategy is, where do you want to finish? Now, Arch, of course, we don't have 100 hats to give away. You don't finish first, no, you get nothing. So, so you know, it's all about pride and winning your little or your very important car. So you've got to make that decision. Do you want to be middle of the pack and not come last? Or do you want to have a go for it and possibly come last? So that's my theory behind it anyway.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And what sort of players are we looking at this week, Zana? Who are we looking at from those elimination finals?
So the elimination finals, and we're going to start with the defenders here, Arch, and this gets really interesting. Yep. One thing we'll mention as well, just quickly, is we do run a 3-4-1-3 format as well there. So three defenders, four mids, one ruck, and three forwards. Now, the backs this week in the elimination finals, we've got Mills with an injury cloud over him. We've got Lloyd, Whitfield, Heppel, Dawson, Caleb Daniel, Isaac Cumming, Perryman, and then guys, which is pretty close to premium. We've got Hind, Bailey Dale, Ridley, Ash, and Haynes. So I just wanted to, because we'll touch on the others in a second, Arch, but I wanted to discuss this a little bit deeper. And the only thing I wanted to sort of bring up here was the Sydney GWS game. They're playing each other. However we go about it, we are going to miss some absolute premium big scoring defenders in this season. Because in that game are players of the likes of Mills, Lloyd, Whitfield, Dawson, Cumming, Perryman, Ash, and Haynes. So you're going to miss out on some of those players. Even if you tip the right team, someone's going to get eliminated and you're going to miss out on some of those players. So it's the defenders this year for the first round. You would have loved for them to be playing against each other. Not against each other, sorry, playing any other game, because you could have picked up, you know, players later on. But, someone's getting eliminated and it's going to make it a real mess there, Arch. So
it is, mate. It is.
It's a real interesting way about it this year. Mids from your elimination game teams is pretty easy. It's McRae, Merritt, Bont, Taranto, Parrish, and Parker. And then you've got Libba, JPK, who's got a bit of injury cloud over him, but I think he'll be back. Hopper, Bailey Smith, and Treloar. In the rucks, yeah, you've got Hickey, and really that's about it. Followed by English, but English is forward eligible as well, so you might be looking at that. Two-meter Peter, who I think is also forward eligible, if I'm correct.
He is, yes.
And correct. Then Draper as well in the rucks there from Essendon. So it's going to be interesting. Use the AFL.com finals predictor, and you might be able to see who's going to get through for your rucks, because another part of the strategy we've come across over the years, Arch, is there's been times certain people have been caught out come grand final day without a ruckman.
Yeah, certain people.
So. Certain people, you know. So don't leave yourself short there. When you start looking at the preliminary finals and a bit of planning, really make sure you've got at least one guy from every team available to you. Now, it may just be it might be a Radicalia in the forward line that's ruck eligible, something like that, right? But just give yourself something, a heartbeat, because we've been down that path before, Arch, and it doesn't end well.
Yep.
Now, of course, in the forwards, we've got Josh Kelly, Dunkley, Langford, but he's injured, but he might be back. Hunter, yuck. Green, and then, of course, Hind, Dale, Stringer, Snelling, Heaney. He's starting to get really desperate. Goulden, Duray, and Buddy as well to kick his eight goals. What is it, eight goals this week to get to his 1,000? So there's plenty there from the elimination teams. The problem is about half of those guys won't be available next week. So
it's the Sydney GWS game that gets me, yep. Zano. I'm fairly certain the Bullies are going to beat Essendon.
Yeah.
Not really. I want to see that happen more so that Essendon's streak continues. but I'm just a bit of a sadist that way. But it's the Sydney GWS game, I reckon, that's going to make or break your week one, or more in particular, your week two teams.
Absolutely. And we'll get to team reveals in a second, Arch, and what I've done there. But, that Sydney GWS game, there is so many options, and you can't play them all, and half of them are gone next week. So, yep. However you look at it. So that's the, any other game, you would have liked to have played any other team and been able to use a lot of those players, but we're just not going to be able to. They've been, just the way it pans out, and that's the rules we've got to work with.
Yep. All right, so we will get into team reveals, Zana. So I'll go through mine first. In the back line, I've got Whitfield, Heppel, and Lloyd with coming on the bench there. I'm sort of taking a little bit each way there with Whitfield and Lloyd because I'm just not 100% confident there. In the midfield, I've got Zach Merritt, Tim Taranto, Jack McRae, and Parrish. The reason I've gone McRae there is I just don't want to miss his score. If miracles happen and Essendon get up, well, then I've lost McRae's score, and I think we're going to be okay for – I can probably find midfielders later on. But I don't want to miss his score if he gets eliminated. Ruck, looking at the teams that have been submitted so far, Tom Hickey is by far the most popular.
Yep.
And I've gone English as an emergency. In the forward line, Josh Kelly, Nick Hind, and Jake Stringer with Toby Green on the bench. And I've gone McRae captain with Zach Merritt vice captain there.
Yeah.
What about you, Zana? What are you looking at?
So I'm going down the theory this year of Arch of just going hard or going home. So I'm tipping GWS to beat Sydney, and I am tipping the Dogs to beat Essendon. So right. I am going hard on the teams that are going to be out, right? So that loads me up with Lloyd, Mills, and Dawson in the back line.
Yep.
And I've got Ridley on the bench there. Now, Mills might miss, so if he's not named, I'll bring either Ridley on or I'll have a look at that. So that might need to be tweaked.
Yep.
But, yep, they're the guys I'm going for there. And then in the midfield, I'm running Merritt, Parrish. I've got Heppel in the midfield at the moment because we spoke about the plethora of defenders in that game at the moment. So yep.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I've got Heppel in the midfield and I've got Parker there with McGrath on the bench. But if Mills doesn't play, Heppel might go back and McGrath might come on the field there. So
yep.
There might be a little bit of juggling there. Look, I've got Hickey and 2 meter Peter as ruck. So, I mean, Hickey's your ruck and Peter Wright's going to be very popular a second. Yep. Then forward, I've got Hind, Stringer, Heaney, and Snelling as my emergency. So, again, if Mills misses, there's a chance I might throw Hind back and keep Heppel where he is and play Snelling, who I'm happy to do so, which is probably what I'll end up doing there if Mills isn't named. So,
yeah.
And then play Snelling and just find somebody to cover for him. I don't know. What's his name? Devin Smith finally had a good game on the weekend. So,
yeah.
He's a lock for next year. Nah. So yeah, mate. So I'm going, especially the first round, I'm going all out and just picking those losers and running with that and just going to go down that path. And it is either going to put me in last place or first place. So as the time goes on. So I'm running with that strategy this year and not going to hold back at all. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
And talk about the strategy a little bit, Zano. What are your thoughts? Because during the year, we look for those the value bargains and that sort of thing. So are you just looking at guys that can go big, or are you looking at individual matchups, guys that go well against certain teams, that sort of thing?
Everything, mainly. Yep. I mean, the thing with this is you've only got initially, well, really early on, you've only got four teams to pick from.
Mm.
So, you know, versus 18 teams to pick from in a normal season. So you don't, when you talk about you're just going to pick the guys that score the most, mate, the 11 guys that we pick are pretty much going to be the guys that score the most as an average, or are the most likely to score the most, right? There's always going to be an outlier that pops up from somewhere, right? We know that.
Yeah.
But you know, you're picking the guys that are the best premiums as often as much as you can, because you're not needing to make money. You don't need to go find value. You're just trying to get the best score possible. So I'm picking the best players available from the teams that I'm picking from every week. That's how I'm going about it, for sure.
No, fair enough. All right, so I think that probably wraps up the podcast. We'll keep it short and sharp today, Zano.
Perfect.
So please make sure you're following at OTLS Pick'em on Twitter. We're going to try and do this Twitter Spaces thing every week. So we'll do a short, sharp podcast to start with. And then at the end, everyone can jump on and ask questions and, you know, have a general chat. So follow at OTLS Pick'em, and you can get me specifically at OTLS Archie. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast just to make sure you don't miss a single episode.
Yep, and if you need anything, hit me up at OTLS Zano. Now, Arch, we will post results on a week-to-week basis. Even try and get them up every, because there's only four games a week and then down to twos. So we'll generally try and get a post up for the results every game. So the spreadsheet that we have got has got some pretty decent formulas in it, which actually lets you know your current weekly score, overall scores, and then on top of that, how many guys have played and whether your captain's played. And yeah, it's handy to pop up. So keep an eye on as you said, the OTLS Pick'em handle. And from there, you'll be able to keep an eye on how you go on over the weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, and good luck.
OTLS Sports, giving you the analysis and advice you need to get over the line.